Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want to finish up today, continuing on with the discussion we're having about, as Christians, are we still sinners? Do we still sin? As I mentioned yesterday, I'm not advocating that Christians are lost, that they're not saved. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that as Christians, we're not perfect. We try to be. But we make mistakes, and when we make mistakes, we sin, and we ask the Lord to forgive us, and He will forgive us. He'll forgive us of our sins, and you know, that's what the Bible makes very clear, that, you know, we can come to Him and say, Lord, forgive me. I screwed up. I made a mistake. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. You know, and help me, have the Holy Spirit to help me to be stronger. You know, we're going to make mistakes. But when I preach that, you know, we still have make sins, and we'll sin and make mistakes. I guess it was interpreted that I'm saying that because you do sin once in a while, you make a mistake, that you're not saved. And that's certainly not what I said. In no way, shape, or form did I say that or mean that in the sermon that I preached a couple weeks back. It was also mentioned in this letter that I had received that had about the sermon I preached a few weeks back. He said, "Your message produced in us a distance from and shame before our Lord. Is that healthy for our relationship with Him and with each other?" And you know, I have to answer that question this way. If anybody is sitting listening to a man speak, and he feels in his mind or his heart, in his spirit, whatever you want to say, if he feels like all of a sudden he's at a distance from God, why? Why? If he's not, then why is he feeling that way? I believe, this is just exactly how I believe, and I'm sorry if it offends anyone, but I believe that if this gentleman felt like my message produced in them, because he says us, a distance from and shame before our Lord, that's because the Holy Spirit was convicting them and they didn't recognize it. I'm sorry. I truly am sorry that you misunderstand what I was saying. But I didn't make you feel that way. No man can make you feel that way. I can listen to preachers all day long preaching stuff, and if I don't agree with it, I don't agree with it. And they're not going to make me feel far away from God unless they're saying something that convicts me. And then, of course, I'm going to feel it because the Holy Ghost is convicting me. I heard something that the Holy Ghost in me woke me up and said, "Hey, can you identify with that, son?" That's what I believe. I believe that's true for all of us. If we listen to a preacher or anybody that's talking about the word of the Lord and God giving a message to you, and you feel convicted in any way, shape, or form, it's not them making you feel that way. I hate it when people say, "Well, you made me feel guilty." No, I didn't make you feel guilty. If you feel guilty about something, it must be because you're guilty about it. Why would you feel guilty about something that you was innocent of? For land's sakes, think about what you say, people. Think about that for a minute. I know I come across sometimes harsh, but you know what? The Lord's coming back soon, folks. I believe it. I believe it. I know it's been preached for a long time that way, but I believe it. Look around you. The world's falling apart, and there's not a lot of time left. It's time to get serious. It's time to get serious about your faith, serious about what your work and doing the will of the Lord is in your life. It's time to get serious. You know, He gave me a quote from a guy named Frank Viola from a book called From Eternity to Here. It's on page 75. I'm going to get the book and read it. I don't know what it's about, but I'm going to get it and read it. He said, distancing yourself from the Lord due to a guilt headache and a condemnation hangover hurts God, him, far more than the sin that created those feelings. I don't even understand that statement. Maybe I'm supposed to, but distancing yourself from the Lord due to a guilt headache and a condemnation hangover. What, number one, kind of garbage is that? And then it hurts God more than the sin that created those feelings. What was the sin, number one? How did you distance yourself from God due to a guilt headache? If you're guilty, you're guilty. For land's sake. If you're guilty of something and you feel and know you're guilty of it, you're guilty. Get over it. Pray to God to forgive you and get past it. And a condemnation hangover. Where'd that come from? I got to read this book. I really do. I got to read and see what it's all about. Maybe every preacher in the world is, once I read it and look it up and do some research on it, it's going to say it's the greatest book to ever read. Well, maybe it is. But that statement right there don't sound like the greatest stuff I've ever heard. I don't know how you can distance yourself from the Lord due to a guilt headache. That's just, to me, it's nonsense. What they're trying to teach in this world anymore is amazing. Don't say anything that might make somebody feel guilty is what they're saying. Don't preach anything that might show somebody that there's some condemnation that can happen because of what you're doing and thinking and feeling. Because that's not love, is it? Guilt. You make somebody feel guilty, that means you don't love them. That's not what God did. You know what? I can see in the Bible, all through the Bible, where God made me feel guilty. And he tried to make me feel guilty, and he did. And he made you feel guilty. Do you think for one second that if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you went to Jesus Christ and asked him for forgiveness for something you wasn't guilty of? Wake up! Wake up, people! I know I'm taking it serious again. Yes, I'm taking it serious. I tell you what, it's so serious that I have dreams about it. It's so serious in my heart and in my soul that I think about it at my other job, in the finance company I manage. I sit and I think about it. Bob, you're so serious about this. Yes, I'm serious about it. Maybe for some of the first times in my life lately, I have realized how serious God's Word is. How serious it is to get His Word to people. And to let people know when they're being deceived from His true Word. How serious it really is. That we quit playing games with the Lord's Word. We quit playing games with God. We quit playing games with Jesus. We quit playing games with the Holy Spirit. And get serious about it. You think for one minute that you're going to come at the judgment day when it comes, that you're going to walk up to Christ and He's going to ask you, did you take me serious or did you just think it was all a big joke? There ain't nothing funny about it. There ain't nothing funny about it. Write this down somewhere. Write it down, engrave it in a plaque or something. There ain't nothing funny about it. It's serious. It's serious business. It's serious business to let people know that it's time to live for Christ and quit living for yourself. It's time to live for Christ and quit living the life where you think you're the king. Because you're righteous. You are not righteous. You are righteous through Christ. Not on your own. And once you think that you're so holy that you can't do any wrong, you aren't righteous anymore, are you? You're lost. It's time to get serious. Yes, as Christians, we still sometimes sin. And we have to ask forgiveness and repent of that sin. And to think that we're not going to sin is just stupid. It's more than stupid. It's sickening, it's sad, and it's dangerous. Do you hear me out there? It's dangerous to think that you cannot sin. You, my land sakes, what's it take to get through to some people? I'm telling you, if you are in a church and they're not preaching the things you're hearing today, get out of that church and find a church that's preaching the whole of the gospel instead of just a piece of it. There's more to the gospel than just the goody-two-shoes part that you like. There's a wonderful part of the gospel. The love of Jesus, the love of God for His people is just amazing. It's just so wonderful that I have a hard time understanding it, how God could love me so much that He would give His Son's life for me. He sent His Son just for that purpose, to die for you and me. And that's hard to understand sometimes. It's hard to imagine that. I can't even in my mind fathom sending my Son out to die for anybody. But He did it. That's how much He loves us. And yes, there's a lot of messages we need to talk about that are about love. Yes, we do. There's so much to talk about that's love, but there's so much also to talk about that Christ warned us about. Did Paul not tell you that for 3 years, did I not warn you day and night? For 3 years? With tears? Remember? My lands, folks. Jesus warned us throughout the whole, almost the whole New Testament. He warned us about falling away. He warned us about not accepting Him. He warned us about following false preachers. He warned us about following false gods. He warned us about wolves in sheep's clothing. He warned us about all the deceptions that are coming out here. You think He warned us about all that for nothing? If it was so simple that all you had to do was accept Christ and all that stuff would disappear, He wouldn't have had to spend most of the Old Testament teaching us to beware of it. Because it would not be necessary. It would not be necessary to teach us about false prophets and false preachers and false teachers and false doctrines and all the garbage that's out there if it wasn't going to happen anyway. And that's what people are believing now, is that they accepted Christ, everything's all wonderful, and He's protected us, and He's going to protect us. We got nothing to worry about. Devil can't touch me, ha ha ha. That's what everybody says, and they become so haughty, they become so big for their britches, that they just don't even realize how deceived they are now. They got so big for their britches fell off, they didn't even know it. Just absolutely do not understand how people cannot understand the Bible. It's amazing. I know that we're Christians. We are saved through the grace of God and only by the grace of God, not by anything we've done. That's why we can't boast about it, folks. But everybody wants to, in today's world, wants to tell us how great we are and how no good everybody else is. It's amazing. Just amazing. Listen, I'm plumb out of time. I have really went over. I just want to say, look, there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot we got to be careful of. There's just a lot of things happening out there, folks, that are dangerous. They're dangerous to the people, the church. To the believers. We're going to join you again tomorrow morning. I love every one of you. God bless every one of you.